Jesus healing the leper, I want to press this before us is so that we would really, the purpose is for us to adore and to love him.
那我们今天呢，来看到，主耶稣基督医治麻风病人这件事情呢，能够激发起我们爱他的心。
What are the problems are you going over right now in your life?
我不晓得是各位，你今天在你生命生活当中所面临的什么样的难题？
I believe Jesus is the solution to our problems.
那我相信呢，耶稣就是我们所有一切难题的解决办法。
Sometimes when we meet Jesus with our problems, we see that what we think is a problem is not the main problem.
很多时候呢，我们看我们的问题，我们的难题啊，事实上呢，这个并不是问题的根源所在。But
sometimes when we look even at our problems, we discover that God might not change our circumstance, but what He really wants to change is really us ourselves.
很多时候呢，神借着一些发生在我们周的这些难题呢，为的是要借着这样来改变我们。
How do we become changed and transformed from the inside out?
我们怎么样能够从里面呢，从内心发生这样的改变呢？
How do we change when we know we should change, but we feel like we don't want to give up our old ways?
我们要怎么样能够放弃我们的老我，然后改变成一个新的自我？
2 Corinthians 3:18 says the wayward change is by looking at Jesus himself.
那在哥林多前书，哥林多后书里面讲到说，一个人能够从心里面改变，唯一的办法就是仰望耶稣基督。Today
we will be looking and beholding the glory of Jesus.
所以今天呢，我们就要来看耶稣基督的荣耀。We'll
see that there's in this passage four responses we should have towards Jesus.
当我们看完这段经文以后呢，我们对耶稣基督呢，应该有四。
We want to see these four responses so that today, this week, we could practically follow him today.
所以呢，在今天早上我们在这里探讨这四个反应的时候，以后呢，我们接下来我们这个礼拜呢，都能够根据这样的态度来跟随耶稣基督。We
see the first response is in 40 to 41.
那第一个。 第一个反应就是我们看40节到41节。The
first response is we should come to Jesus because he is compassionate.
那第一个反应呢，就是我们应该来投靠神，因为他是蛮有怜悯的神。Let
us read verse 40 and 41 again.
那我们继续再次来看40节跟41节。It
says, And a leper came to Jesus, beseeching him, and falling on his knees before him, and saying, If you are willing, you can make me clean. Moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed.
40节，有一个长大麻风的来求，耶稣向他跪下，说，你若肯，我必能叫我洁净了。耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说，我肯，你洁净了吧。These
two verses shows that Jesus is compassionate.
那这两节经文就看，让我们看到了，耶稣是一个慈悲怜悯的神。And
if he is compassionate, our response is we should come to him for our help.
那既然呢，他有慈悲怜悯呢，我们就应该来投靠他，当我们有困难的时候。In
verse 40, it mentioned that there was a leper.
第40节这里讲到有一个长大麻风的人。What
is this disease of leprosy?
我不晓得大家知不知道什么叫大麻风呢？
We want to see that this is a problem.
我们知道这是一个问题。
And the more we understand the problem, the more we see how deep is the compassion of Jesus.
当我们更了解这个麻风病到底是什么一个病况的时候呢，我们就可以了解到这个长大麻风的人，他是多么的迫切的需要耶稣。
This leprosy was a disease that often deformed the face at the nose and also the throat.
这个麻风病这个病呢，常常使你的五官变形。They'll
be growing, but also where you can't feel in the area where you have the affection.
而且呢，在你这个受麻风病菌影响这个地方呢，它会破坏你的神经，让你失去感觉。Moreover,
the body parts where there's hairs would also be changed morbidly.
而且呢，你这个毛孔呢会长出这个水泡出来。There'll
be blisters and ulcers, usually around the arms and the legs.
所以那个手脚呢都会有这个水泡啊，然后
And sometimes the body's response to trying to fight this ends up making the body have arms become merely just stubs for the limbs.
然后呢，因为身体想要对抗这个病菌呢，很多时候呢，甚至把这个，比如说肘，手指头呢，可能就坏死了，然后就脱掉。
During the time of Scripture, there was no healing for this for leprosy.
那在古代呢，就是耶稣那个时代呢，这个麻风病呢是绝症，是没得医的。
Because they have no cure during this time, the Old Testament actually treat this as a serious disease.
所以呢，在旧约的时代呢，因为这是不治之症，所以呢，他们很把这个患麻风病呢看作是非常严重的事情。
Let's turn with me to Numbers chapter 5 verse 2. Numbers chapter 5 verse 2.
所以我们来看那个民数记第五章第二节。
I want to look at these Old Testament verses to show how serious of a condition leprosy is.
所以我们来看呢，在旧约的时代呢，患的麻风病是多么严重的事情。Numbers
5:2 says, "Command the sons of Israel that they send away from the camp every leper and everyone having a discharge and everyone who is unclean because of a dead person."
第五章民数记第五章第二节这里说，你吩咐以色列人，使一切长大麻风的、患漏症的，并因此事不洁净的，都出营外去。We
see that those with the disease of leprosy were supposed to be cast out away from others.
所以在这里让我们看到了一个长大麻风的人呢，是会被拒绝的，是要出到这个营外面去的。So
if you have leprosy, you will be kicked out from the general population.
所以呢，你如果患了大麻风呢，你就要跟其他人隔绝开来的。Turn
with me also as well to Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus chapter 13.
另外一处经文呢是在利未记十三章。Again,
the reason why we're turning there is to see just how severe this disease of leprosy is.
那我们为什么要看利未记呢？就是要看在
Leviticus chapter 13 verse 45 to 46.
那个利未记十三章，四十五节到四十六节。
It says, "As for the leper who has the infection, his clothes shall be torn, and the hair of his head shall be uncovered, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, 'Unclean, unclean.' He shall remain unclean all the days during which he had the infection. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp."
你看，利未记十三章四十五节这里说，身上有长大麻风灾病的，他的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇，喊叫说不洁净了，不洁净了。
We see here, of course, that those with leprosy has to be outside of the camp.
所以在这里我们看到了，患了大麻风病的人呢，要被弃绝在营外面。
But another detail we see in this verse is that they're supposed to be saying out loud, "Unclean, unclean," so that people will be warned if the people are nearby.
那另外呢，就是这个是患大麻风病的人呢，要嘴里喊着说不洁净啊，不洁净啊，所以让大家不要靠近他。With
this Old Testament background, let us go back to Mark chapter 1.
所以我们看到这个旧约的这个背景以后，我们回到新约来看这个马可福音第一章这里。Look
with me in the second half of verse 40.
好，我们来看这个第40节的下半段。
This man goes up to Jesus and says, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
所以这个长大麻风的人就跟耶稣说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。Do
you see in verse 40 that this man was beseeching, was falling on his knees, and was speaking to Jesus?
所以我们看到呢，这个长大麻风的人向耶稣基督跪下来，然后向他求能够得到医治，得到洁净。Remember
how bad his condition is.
所以我们刚刚才讲到，这个长大麻风病是一个多严重的一种疾病。
This explains his action.
所以我们就会看到他 这个人为什么有这样子的态度，真的这么急迫迫切的要求耶稣？
In the Greek, there's an emphasis of them, of this man doing it not just once begging, but continuously doing this.
那在这个希腊原文里面就讲，这个人不断的呼求耶稣。
Don't miss what's going on. This man was desperate for the help of Jesus.
所以我们可以看到了，这个人是多么的迫切需要耶稣基督。
And here we see the compassion of Jesus.
然后这里我们就看耶稣的反应是充满了慈爱，充满了怜悯。
The compassion of Jesus is stated by the narrator Mark.
那我们看到马可在这记载了耶稣的。的慈悲。
Verse 41 says Jesus was moved with compassion.
四十节这里就讲说耶稣动了慈心。
The Greek word for compassion has to do with things with our organs, with the liver and with the intestines.
那这个慈悲啊，慈心这个名词啊，在这个希腊文里面是跟身体的。器官有关系的。
We might ask, what does compassion have to do with our livers, our lungs, and intestines?
那这个慈悲跟我们身体的这个心肠肺腑有什么关系呢？
Just for a bit of background, in English, sometimes when people say they really love somebody, they would say, "I will love you from the bottom of my heart."
那英文有一句话讲说，我从心底下爱你。
And if we get that sense, what's below the heart would be the lungs and the intestines and the kidneys.
所以呢，我们来思想，这个心的我们器官的构造，心的下面是什么呢？就是心，就是肠啊，还有这个肾脏啊，还有肚腑。
So when it says Jesus' compassion, it says that he's filled with extreme love for this man with leprosy.
所以这里讲说耶稣动了慈心呢，就是耶稣基督呢是从心里面来怜悯他。
Jesus is going to show compassion for this man.
所以耶稣就向这个人动了慈心。
Jesus' compassion is seen in what Jesus does not say to this man.
那耶稣对这个人的态的怜悯慈悲呢，我们可以从耶稣。没有像这个人所说的话来思想。
Notice Jesus did not say, "Hey, go away from me. You have a disease that spreads."
你看，耶稣并没有跟这个人讲说，你滚开，你这病是会传染的。
Notice also what Jesus doesn't say, "Hey, how come you didn't warn like the Old Testament, saying, 'Hey, unclean, unclean'?"
那耶稣没有指责这个麻风病人说，哎，你怎么没有照旧约里面讲说，你要喊说啊，不洁净了，不洁净了。
Moreover, Jesus' compassion is seen in the words that he does say.
但是我们是看到耶稣反过来，他没有告诉这个病人这个麻风病人这些事情，他反过来告诉这个病人怎么呢
？Verse 41, Jesus says, "I am willing, be cleansed."
他告诉他说。我肯你洁净了。
So we see here his response. The word shows compassion.
所以我们从耶稣对这个病人所讲的话，我们就看到耶稣的慈悲怜悯。
Now in the Greek in verse 41, I know it's kind of long in Chinese. 我肯 and be cleansed, or I could and be cleansed. It's several words in the Chinese and the English, but in the Greek it's only two words.
在我们中文里面 是一段话，但是呢，在希腊原文它就两个字。
I think there's a compassion shown by Jesus in just only using two words as well.
那这个所以呢，这个耶稣这个慈悲呢，也就是两个字而已。
I think it shows the urgency that Jesus wants this man healed as fast as possible.
那就这两个字呢，就表达出耶稣呢要这个人。马上得到医治。
He's not going to be long-winded or being like a long-winded doctor.
所以呢，他不是说慢慢的让这个人的麻风病痊愈，而是要让他立刻成。
He says, "I can't heal you." And the next word after that, he heals the man.
所以呢，耶稣告诉他说，我肯。然后呢，下一步就说你洁净了。
That's the compassion of Jesus.
所以这个就是耶稣的慈悲怜悯。
Jesus' compassion is also seen by his action.
所以耶稣的慈悲怜悯呢，也从耶稣的行动表现出来。
Verse 41 says, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him.
那41节这里就描写到说，耶稣呢，他甚至伸出手来
In a time where everyone is trying to avoid a man with leprosy as far away as possible, Jesus closes the gap and touches him.
在那个时代呢, 大家对麻风病呢, 是避之唯恐不及,
this shows the compassion of Jesus. As an application, do we believe in the compassion of Jesus?
所以呢, 你相信耶稣是慈悲怜悯的神吗?
Sometimes inwardly, the right word in our head, we know we need to say Jesus is compassionate.
也许在你啊理智上你说啊对耶稣是慈悲怜悯的神。
But do you know how could you tell whether or not you really truly believe Jesus is compassionate?
但是你真正的相信吗? 你是真正从心里相信耶稣是慈悲怜悯的神吗?
We answer that question by asking, how's your walk with God?
所以呢, 我们可以从你跟神同行的经历生命里面, 你能够反省你是不是真正的相信你的神是个慈悲怜悯的神。
Listen, if we're honest, sometimes the reason why we're far away from God is we stop believing Jesus and God is compassionate.
很多时候呢, 我们离神越来越远, 是因为我们并没有真正相信他是一位慈悲怜悯的神。
We sin and we think, oh no, Jesus is no longer going to be compassionate towards us.
很多有些时候我们犯了错,我们犯了罪,然后呢,我们就觉得,我们离神越来越远,我们不敢来见神。
Therefore, since we have the wrong idea that Jesus is not compassionate, we don't go to him for repentance and renewal.
那是因为你不觉得耶稣是会饶恕你,是耶稣有慈悲怜悯的心,所以你没有
But we've seen in these two verses, Jesus is compassionate.
但是从这里我们看到,耶稣基督是那位有慈悲有怜悯的神。
Study the Gospels and study and look at the portrait in the Gospel of Jesus Christ and see and move, be moved by that to believe that he is compassionate.
所以当你去看四福音,看耶稣的生平的事迹以后,你知道 你可以大胆地来到神面前,他是有怜悯,有慈悲的神,他会原谅你。
Listen, the medicine for your walk with God if it's far away is to believe that Jesus Christ is compassionate.
所以当你觉得你越来越离开神,越来越远,你觉得神离你越来越远的时候,就是去相信,去回想到神是一位有恩典,有怜悯,慈悲的神。
Let's go to our second point.
然后第二个反应我们来看,
we should be at awe of him because he healed, of how he healed.
因着耶稣基督怎么样子来医治这个麻风病呢?我们要对耶稣基督产生这种敬畏的心。
Our second point is seen in verses 41 and 42.
我们看41跟42节,
where earlier we've seen that he said to the man, I'm willing and be cleansed.
41节这里讲到说,我肯,你洁净了吧?
Look at verse 42, the result.
那我们看, 结果是怎么样? 在42节,
verse 42 says, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed.
42节说,大麻风其实离开他,他就洁净了。
Now it's not every day people are healed miraculously from leprosy in the Bible or today.
不管是在耶稣的时代,或是今天, 麻风病得到历史痊愈是没有的事情。
Healing a man with leprosy is already amazing enough.
我们知道一个麻风病人得到医治呢,是非常惊奇,非常少有的事情。
But I think Mark wants us to see it's more than just, it's amazing he was healed, but the way Jesus healed was also unusual and amazing.
而耶稣医治麻风病人的这种情况,是历史的医治呢,这是多么惊奇的一件事情。
I think the only way we could fully appreciate a little deeper the healing of Jesus Christ as this man of leprosy is to go back to the Old Testament.
所以呢,我们从旧约里面来比较,其他麻风病人得医治是怎么样医治,我们就可以看到耶稣医治这个麻风病人 的情况呢，是多么让令人惊讶惊奇的事情。
In the Old Testament, was there anyone that was healed of leprosy? In the Old Testament, was there anyone ever healed of leprosy?
在旧约里面的记载呢，有没有任何其他人是麻风病被医治的呢？
Now, in the Old Testament, the healing of leprosy has only occurred twice in all of the Old Testament.
在整本旧约圣经里面，只记载了两个情况，就是麻风病人被医治的。
Which shows it's unusual that out of thousands of years, only two individuals have ever been miraculously healed, as recorded in Scripture, of leprosy.
所以在整个几千年的历史当中呢，就只有这两个例子是麻风病人呢，很被奇迹式的医治。
The first time is with Moses being a healer. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 12.
第一件事情呢，是记载在民数记第十二章。
Again, the reason why we're turning to Numbers chapter 12 is to show, just I want to contrast how different Jesus healed this man with leprosy versus those in the past.
所以呢，我从这里我们再看。在民数记十二章这里的记载，麻风病人得医治，跟耶稣基督医治这个麻风病人是怎么样的这种对比的情况
？We'll be looking at Numbers chapter 12 verses 9 to 16.
我们从看这个民数记十二章第九节。
If you look here, we see the person with leprosy is Moses' sister named Miriam.
那这里呢？得麻风病的这个病人呢，是摩西的姐姐米利安。
This is the first instance of someone that's going to be healed of a leprosy.
那这是第一次有麻风病人呢被奇迹式的医治的记载。
Notice in verse 9, it mentions the anger of the Lord burned against him and he departed.
那第九节这里讲说，耶华向他们二人发怒而去。
God was angry with Miriam.
那。神向米利安发怒。
Why was he angry with her?
为什么神要神对米利安发怒呢？
Verses 1 and 8 earlier describe Miriam's sin.
那从十二章第一节到第八节呢，这里就记载了这个米利安所犯的罪错误。
Miriam apparently in verses 1 and 8 was not happy with who Moses married.
那在这里呢，这个米利安呢是对摩西娶了古实女子为妻呢非常不高兴。
Moses was married to a Cushite, that is really a country or kingdom that is in Africa.
所以这古实呢是在非洲的一个国家。
I think what's likely what's going on is Miriam here was actually being a racist.
那这里我们看到呢米利安呢事实上是一个种族歧视者。
So here there's this irony. As a result, God is going to punish her for her sin of racism.
Yeah. 所以呢在这里呢很讽刺性呢，神就惩罚这个米利安呢，让他得了这个麻风病症。
Now, there's an irony because God gives her leprosy as a punishment.
因为神用麻风病来惩罚他。
When people have leprosy, their skin often looks what?Looks white with all the pus and everything else all over.
那麻风病人呢，他们皮肤呢，因为这个病症的关系，通常是非常白的。
So God now has Moses praying for Miriam's behalf for healing.
那古时人他们皮肤是黑的，所以呢，米利安呢，他有种族歧视，他歧视黑人，结果神让他得了。麻风病是白色的。
And so God heals or hears Moses' prayer and heals.
然后呢，摩西向神祷告，神就医治了这个米利安。
And in verse 15, it shows that it took 7 days before she could finally go back. It's 7 days for her to bear her shame.
但是呢，在这里我们看到了民数记这里呢，米利安呢虽然神医治了她，但是她必须在营外七天。
Remember this detail.
所以我们看这个细节。
Let's look at the second instance of a healing of leprosy.
那这是第一个麻风病得医治的情况，但是记得米利安要在营外待七天。那我们现在来看第二个例子。
So let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
那列王记下第五章。
Again, remember what the purpose of what I'm trying to do is to show the difference with how amazing Jesus' healing was.
那在这里呢，李牧师所要强调就是我们来看这个同样是麻风病病例被医治，但是有什么样对比的地方？
I'm going to summarize 2 Kings 5.
那在这里呢，我们来总结一下这个列王记下第五章。
There is in this story a man named Naaman who was actually a Syrian and an enemy of Israel.
那这里的讲到是有一个叙利亚的元帅呢，他是以色列人的敌人。He's
a leader of the in the military.
他是叙利亚亚兰王的元帅拿曼。God
is going to use a prophet named Elisha to heal him.
然后神就使用这个先知以利沙来医治他。If
you follow the news, if you follow the news this week, you know that Israel and Syria is having conflict, or just a small little conflict.
那大家如果看现今的新闻，你也知道呢，以色列跟叙利亚他们是敌对的国家。Where
Iran was flying some drones, and Israel, one of their jets got shot down over this Friday or Saturday.
那就最近呢，以色列的这个飞机啊，在叙利亚境内啊，就被击落了。I
bring this as an example to appreciate the healing that is going on and the compassion that is going on.
所以呢，李牧师在这里特别提到，就是乃曼得到医治，这是一件非常就是不可思议的事情。This
man, Naaman, is an enemy, and yet God shares his grace by bringing healing upon this man with leprosy.
所以呢，乃曼是以色列人的敌人呢，但是神对他有怜悯，然后医治了他。Elisha
told him to go to the Jordan River and wash himself 7 times.
那以利先知以利沙告诉乃曼说，你要去约旦河洗7次。Naaman
was insulted because he thought, wait a minute, in Syria we have even cleaner river than the Jordan River.
那这个乃曼呢，一开始呢是觉得 好像他被羞辱了。他说：“我们叙利亚境内不是有更干净的河吗？为什么一定要到约旦河去？”But
he finally did it, and he was healed.
但是呢，他还是听了劝告以后，他就去做了。结果呢，他照着做了，洗了7次以后，他的麻风病就得到痊愈。What
I find amazing is Jesus actually talks about this man's healing.
那 耶稣呢，在四福音里面呢，也讲到了乃曼被医治的这件事。Luke
chapter 4 verse 27, Luke chapter 4 verse 27, Jesus said that this man was the only man that was healed, and there was no Jews healed of leprosy during this man's time.
那在路加福音第4章那里讲到说，在当时呢，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但是内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得着洁净的。With
all these data we know, Jesus' healing was unusual.
所以从这种事件我们看来呢，我们就知道呢，耶稣医治这个麻风病人呢，跟他们是有什么样不同的地方。First
and foremost, Moses and Elijah's healing was much slower than Jesus' healing of a man with leprosy.
首先我们看到一点就是，不管是乃曼或者是米利安的麻风病得到医治呢，是一种很缓慢的过程。Unlike
Moses' healing, Jesus didn't have to go pray to God the Father in order to heal somebody.
而且呢，就像这个米利安被医治。 摩西必须向神祷告，但是呢，耶稣这里的医治呢，他是可以直接医治这个病人。Unlike
Elisha's healing, Jesus' healing doesn't require that this man go somewhere far away.
不像这个乃曼的得医治呢，他没有不需要叫这个麻风病人去到很远的地方去借着这个水来得到洁净。Unlike
Moses or Elisha, Jesus just says the word and that man was healed right away.
所以呢，我们可以看到啊，不像耶，不像这个米利亚或者乃曼得着医治，耶稣医治一个病人，只需要靠他口里所出的话。There
was no water even required, like in the case of Naaman.
不需要水。
And unlike Moses and Elisha, Jesus' healing was by touching the leper.
所以呢，耶稣的医治呢是
Listen, don't miss this important fact. Jesus is able to touch this man with leprosy and still remain clean.
在这里我们看到呢, 耶稣的手能够接触到这个不洁净的麻风病人身上, 但是他还是保持洁净的。
Jesus is so powerful, he would not be corrupted by disease.
所以呢, 耶稣是这么有能力, 他不会被这个疾病伤害到。
Unlike Moses and Elisha, he's able to transfer his cleanliness to this man who was unclean, something no man is able to do.
然后呢, 他能够把他自己本身的圣洁洁净呢, 传给这个犯麻风病的这个不洁净的人, 让这个不洁净的人洁净了。
It shows here Jesus is like a prophet, but more than a prophet.
所以呢, 在这里我们看到了, 虽然耶稣跟古代这些大先知有这种医治的能力, 但是他超过他们。
Are you, as application, are you aware that Jesus is unique and different?
所以呢, 我们在这里要思想, 问大家, 你是不是觉得耶稣非常特殊呢?
Do you treat him differently than any other being and any other human being?
所以呢, 你是不是对耶稣另眼相看, 而不是跟他, 把先知呢, 摆成跟先知他们一样同等的地位?
Are you even right now worshiping the fact that Jesus is an amazing healer?
所以呢, 你是不是相信耶稣是那一位有医治大能的神?
And are you also at this time holding Jesus as valuable, valuable enough to say, he deserves my obedience even when it is hard?
所以呢, 你是不是觉得耶稣配得你的敬拜,也配得你的尊崇?
Let's now go to the third point.
那下面我们看第三个反应。
Third point is we should obey him because of his grace.
因着他的恩典,我们应该要顺服他。
This is taught in verses 43 to 44. It says, and he sternly warned him and immediately sent him away. And he said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
43节,耶稣严严地嘱咐他,就打发他走,对他说,你要谨慎,什么话都不可告诉人。 只要去把身体给祭司查看,又因为你洁净了,献上摩西所吩咐的礼物,对众人做证据。
This man has benefited so much from the grace and compassion of Jesus.
我们可以看到呢,这个人受了医治,他是得到了多大的好处。
He was physically healed.
他身体得了医治。
I imagine he's also mentally healed.
而且呢,他心理上也得了医治。
Because he no longer views himself as cut off from everyone else.
他不再需要离群而居,
this man is restored to his community. He can meet people now because he no longer has leprosy.
所以他可以与大人跟大家同在一处了,因为他不再有这个麻风病了。
Outwardly, this man is restored religiously.
而且呢,这个人可以回到 圣殿里面跟其他人一同来敬拜神。
He can go to the priest now and also to the temple.
他也可以呢,到这个圣殿里面,他可以去见这个祭司,他也可以献祭,把他的奉献呢,经由祭司献给神。
With so much grace shown, we see in verses 43 to 44, Jesus now commands him to do something, but the motivation should be driven by his grace.
那我们这里看到呢,耶稣嘱咐他有一些事情要去遵守的,但是呢,这个命令呢,是因着耶稣的恩典以后才给他这个命令。
Notice the command in verse 44, Jesus wants him to say nothing to anyone. Say nothing to anyone.
那44节这里讲说,你要谨慎,什么话都不可以跟任何人讲。
Except to go to the priests as witness that this happened.
只要去把身体给祭司查看。
Apparently Jesus was very serious about this.
那我们可以看到耶稣是对这件事情是非常严肃的。
Because in verse 43 he said, and he said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priests.
因为44节这里讲说,
I think even the Greek tense here shows the seriousness of Jesus not saying this once, but continuously. Now for us, we might say, hey, this doesn't make any sense.
也许我们会觉得，哎，这个太不可理喻了。Wouldn't
wouldn't you want everyone to know about Jesus' amazing miracles?
不是应该让大家都知道耶稣行了神迹吗?
But why would Jesus want this man to say nothing?
为什么耶稣不要这个人去告诉别人呢?
Here's an application for our lives today.
那这是对我们生活上的一个应用。
Why do we obey Jesus?
为什么我们要顺服耶稣呢?
Do we only obey him even only when it makes sense in our minds?
难道我们顺从耶稣只是因为就是当我们认为合理的时候才顺服神吗?
Do we obey him even when it doesn't make sense?
我们是不是顺服神即使这件事情看起来很不合理的时候?
Of course we should obey him even if it doesn't make sense.
所以当然的我们应该顺从神不管事情到底合不合理。
He is infinite. He is infinitely wise. We are finite in our wisdom.
因为神是 无穷无尽的,神的智慧超过人的智慧。
But why should we obey Jesus Christ in the first place?
但是,我们为什么一开始要顺从神呢?顺服耶稣呢?
The reason why we obey him is because of the grace that is shown to us.
那我们顺从耶稣,顺服耶稣是因为他先向我们施了恩典。
The grace that's been shown this man was great, and yet this man didn't obey him because of the grace of God shown to him alone.
那这个麻风病的病人呢,得了神的恩典呢,但是他却没有照着耶稣的话去做。
As application, when we struggle with obeying God, remember the main reason why we obey him is not because it makes sense to us first, but we obey because of how much grace and love he's shown us.
所以呢,当我们顺从,顺服神的时候呢,并不是因为这件事情看起来合理,我们才顺服神。 而是因为神已经给我们莫大的恩典，以后呢，我们出于感恩来顺服神。Listen,
grace comes first before obedience.
所以呢，救恩先了，然后呢才有顺服。All
the world religion says, do a lot of good works and then you experience the grace of God.
所以呢，这跟世上所有宗教是反过来不一样的。
So with this man, you see that Jesus Christ shows this man grace and then tells him to obey.
所以呢,在我们看到这里呢,耶稣是先医治了这个病人,先给了他恩典,以后才要他顺服。My
friends, are you doing and obeying God because of his grace, because he loves you and you love him back?
所以呢,当你顺服神的时候,是不是因为你感谢,感恩神赐给你的恩典,然后你出着感恩的心来顺服他?
You realize, if we have the wrong motivation, we would not lovingly obey. We would not be able to have the power to obey him.
所以呢,如果我们顺服神呢,是出自不同的心态的话, 我们很难做到能够完完全全的顺服神。
Let's say you do the right things because you don't want anyone at church to say bad things about you.
举个例子来说, okay, 如果你做了一件事情,好事情,那你不希望教会有任何其他人说你不好。
You only do for 面子, for face only.
所以你这样子是因为你要顾全你的面子。
If you know you could get away with sin, you probably would do it.
所以呢, 很多时候呢,你想如果你做了一些错,不好的事情,你希望别人不要知道。But
if you do the right thing because of his grace, you would always obey him.
但是呢,如果说一个人他对你有恩,你对他所说的话,你一定会很愿意去顺从。You
want to obey because you want to see his face is pleased with you. You would want to obey because you want to see his face that he's pleased with you.
所以呢,你要顺从这个人的话呢,是因为你要取悦于这个人,因为他对你有恩。
Let us now go to the last point.
好,最后我们来看第四个反应。
Our last point is we should trust in him because he took away our shame. Verse 45 says, but he went out and began to proclaim it freely, and to spread the news around to such an extent that Jesus no longer publicly entered a city, but stayed out in unpopulated areas, and they were coming to him from everywhere.
45节，那人出去到处许多的话，把这件事传开了，叫耶稣以后不得再明明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他来。
We see this man disobey Jesus.
我们看到这个人，他没有顺从耶稣。
In our own wisdom, we might say, oh, this man is doing a good thing. He's evangelizing.
也许我们认为，哎呀，这个人很好啊，他把这件事情传开了，他好像是去传福音，传扬耶稣的名。But
I actually think what he did was hinder the ministry of Jesus.
但事实上是反过来，他对，反过来。
As a result, Jesus could not go into the city and teach because too many people were going to him only for healing only.
因为呢，因为这样的关系呢，耶稣就没有办法明明的进城。因为如果他进城，大家知道他们只是想要来得到医治。I
think again, the best way to appreciate what's going on is to remember our Old Testament.
所以我们现在来看看旧约里面的教导。The
Jewish laws require that once a man is healed with leprosy, he's supposed to still be away for 7 days to make sure to be 7 days alone.
那根据这个旧约里面的教导呢，一个麻风病人即使得了医治，他还是要跟人群隔开七天。He
continues to be in exile for 7 days.
所以他继续要在营外待七天。But
this man instead goes to the city and was with others for all those supposedly 7 days.
所以呢，这个麻风病人他得了医治呢，他在城里面啊，他到处传扬这件事情。
But did you catch an irony? But do you see there's an irony that's going on?
但是你可以看到有一个不同的地方吗?
This man was healed. He's supposed to be out in 7 days, but he decides to go inside the city instead.
这个病人他应该是还是要保持跟人群隔开七天，但是他事实上他在城里面到处传扬这件事情。
Jesus, the healer who did not have leprosy, is now forced to be outside.
那耶稣呢，他是医治这个麻风病人的这个人，反倒变成要待在城外。Though
he had no blemish, he was treated like one with blemish, being forced to be in exile.
虽然他并没有麻风病人，没有麻风病，但是他反而变成要像麻风病人一样被隔离在城外。There's
a almost of this what's going on is there's a sense where Jesus is a substitute.
所以呢，感觉上就像耶稣呢取代了这个人，这个麻风病人的地位。Now
in this story, this is still in the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
那我们知道这件事情呢，是发生在耶稣刚开始出来传福音的时候。But
if you know your Old Testament, you know that the true Messiah would have to fulfill certain messianic prophecies.
所以我们知道呢，在旧约里面记载呢，弥赛亚来的时候是为了要成全律法。Turn
with me to Isaiah chapter 53.
我们看一下，那个以赛亚书53章。Isaiah
53 was written 700 years before the events in Mark chapter 1.
那以赛亚书是在主前大概700多年的时候所写的。
This is an incredible prophecy before Jesus Christ was ever born. 700 years before, it's already predicted his suffering and his death.
那这个以赛亚书呢，在主耶稣降生以前700多年呢，就已经预告了耶稣所要经历的一些事情。Verse
4 says, surely our grief he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
第四节说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。Do
we not see in the story of the man with leper, Jesus himself bore the shame that belongs to the man with leprosy?
所以呢，我们刚刚看这个马可福音里面，是不是这个耶稣基督呢，就背负了这个患麻风病人的羞辱？
But let's read on to verse 5.
然后我们继续来看第五节.
It says, But he was pierced through for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed.
那这是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
In order to heal this man with leprosy, Jesus was end up being treated like a man with leprosy.
所以呢，耶稣医治了这个麻风病人以后呢，耶稣似乎得到了这个病人的所遭受的待遇。
But in order for God to save us from our sins, Jesus, who is perfect, was treated like a sinner.
所以呢，耶稣基督为了担当我们的罪孽，他就要被好像对待罪人一样被对待。
My brothers and sisters and friends, do you ever have shame of your sins?
我不晓得大家对你自己所犯的罪是不是感觉到羞辱呢？
Do you hide it?
你是不是把它隐藏起来?
Or do you believe Jesus is compassionate?
或者你是不是觉得耶稣基督，你相信耶稣基督是有慈悲怜悯的？
Do you believe he's so compassionate that he took upon himself our very shame and punishment for our sins?
你相信他如此的慈悲怜悯，他甚至愿意担负我们所有的罪孽，所有的羞辱。
Please trust in Jesus Christ as Savior.
相信耶稣基督，接受他做你个人的救主。
Surrender your sins to Jesus in prayers of confession.
你向神认罪悔改，把你的罪交托给耶稣基督。
Be like this man with leprosy who knows there's something wrong with him, but he throws himself in the mercy and the compassion of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
就像这个麻风病人一样，迫切的来到神面前跪下来，把自己交托给神，来仰望这位大有能力的、大有慈悲怜悯的耶稣基督。
Let's pray.